good morning. That's Cream with the Sunshine of Your Love. And we got a special guest with us this morning, Regina Lopez White Skunk, who's a member of Bears Ears Inner Tribal Coalition. Good morning, Regina. How are you?
I'm good, and good morning.
Tell us, Regina, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, I'm a member of the Ute Mountain Ute Tribe, and I also sit on the Tribal Council for the tribe. I'm also the co-chair for the Bears Ears Intertribal Coalition, and that's a group of tribes, five tribes to be exact, the Uinta Ouray Ute, Hopi Tribe, Pueblo Zuni, Navajo, and the Ute Mountain Ute.
Now, you're calling this morning about the area of Bears Ears, and you want to get it preserved and more protected. Tell us a little bit about the area and the history of the area.
Okay. So the Bears Ears Intertribal Coalition have put together a proposal to request from the president to utilize the Antiquities Act to help provide protection and preservation of 1.9 million acres in southeastern Utah. And that area is very sacred to a lot of different tribes, beyond the five tribes that currently sit on the coalition. But in different times throughout centuries, we've all been in and around the area, either as residents or as just passing through. The tribes have utilized the area to harvest medicinal herbs, to conduct various ceremonies. And many, many members of my tribe also used to reside directly in the area, and along with the Navajos and the Puebloan people who still have significant dwellings that have been left behind by the ancestors to still see that they did exist there and that they did have life within the area. It's important for us because we need to protect those archaeological sites, and there's like well over 100,000 sites documented, and there's probably many more that are undocumented.
Now, how large of an area is Bears Ears?
Excuse me, repeat that again?
How large of an area is that?
Our proposal includes 1.9 million acres, and that's pretty substantial. About the size, they're saying about the size of like Rhode Island, so, you know, it is a substantial amount of area that we would like to be protected. Now that's to say the least that in all actuality we would love more, but we can justify and validate that 1.9 has a lot of the more concentrated archaeological sites within that footprint.
Now, how big of a problem is looting and grave robbing?
It's absolutely a huge problem. A couple of weeks ago, we had a report that from our Tribal Historical Preservation Office that just a couple of days prior to them speaking to me, there had been five areas that have been currently looted. It's very much a activity that continues to happen. You know, we've gotten everything from grave desecration to the digging up of artifacts, and some of this gets reported, but the sad part of it, a lot of it goes unreported and documented.
Now, you only have like one sheriff or one policeman in that area, don't you?
Yes, the Ute Mountain Ute Tribe currently has what we consider tribal assets, and that includes trust allotment lands, which belong to individual tribal members. We also have grazing rights. We also have some water rights within that, so that all includes what we call tribal assets.
Now, you mentioned the Antiquities Act. What is that?
The Antiquities Act of 1906 is an act that was set up to help protect and preserve cultural artifacts. And that was set up to basically do exactly what we're requesting of the president, to help us protect this. And what makes this a unique opportunity for us is that so many times that act has been used to protect and preserve, and has the federal government has taken land away from Native American tribes. This time, the Native American tribes are requesting the use of the Antiquities Act to help us seek protection for land that we feel needs that protection. So we've had it used on us. Now we're actually requesting to have this utilized to help provide that protection.
Do you have any idea how President Obama feels on the issue? Do you think he will help you?
We're always hopeful. I cannot give a certain answer whether he does or not. He also will receive advisement from his staff and administration. The one thing that we have been hopeful about is we haven't heard the door close, and we haven't heard anybody say that this is a no-go. The door has been open, and discussions and media coverage continue to lead us down that road. That is something definitely still positive. Now, we've seen in the media that Sally Jewell has made statements that she will be visiting the Bears Ears region, which truly helps us maintain that hope.
Now, the people of Utah have been very supportive of you. How do you feel about that?
Oh, I'm ecstatic about that. Last weekend, I spent some time out in Cedar City, Utah, and was greeted very, very warmly, and it was actually delightful to come to a clear understanding that, you know, this isn't just a Native American issue. It's an issue that even the non-Native Americans are very supportive of, and also see the necessary actions very, very important to continue to protect and provide the use of the land by the public.
Now, what does the future look like for Bears Ears if you get the support you want?
Well, down the road, well, we all know the designation is one part of the job. But as soon as the designation comes, when it does come, and if it does, then the true work begins. Then that's going to entail many hours and expertise of different individuals to come to the table and begin working on management plans. And that's another aspect of our proposal, is that we're proposing, as a part of the solution to helping to manage the lands, is to create a commission consisting of the representatives of the five tribes that are currently on and represented within the Intertribal Coalition, along with the federal agencies that will be managing and are responsible for supervising the lands. So we're proposing an equal footing of authority to be distributed amongst the agencies as well as the tribes. And this is something that we feel, who better has a lot of traditional knowledge about the area, what was there and what still is there, and that's the tribe. So we feel that that's a very good fit in coming together and providing some solutions rather than continuing the discussion about all the disagreements.
If someone wanted to find out more information about Bears Ears, how would be the best way to do that?
Go online and do a search of the Bears Ears National Monument Proposal or the Bears Ears Intertribal Coalition. You can go to our website. We provide a full copy of our proposal. We also provide all the media that has been put out there in regards to this issue. There's some contact information. We also have a petition and encourage anybody that feels like they support that to sign on to that petition. We also have a Facebook page and encourage people to follow us there. And contact us anytime, and we'd love to have a conversation, answer any questions.
Well, thank you, Regina, for being on with us this morning, and we wish you the best luck with that and hope you'll keep us informed.
Oh, definitely, and you all have a great day, and thank you for having me.
Oh, we're delighted. Thank you. And that was Regina Lopez White Skunk, who's a member of the Bears Ears Inner Tribal Coalition.